From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Tuesday, February 28th. Coming up, the city of Champaign could make the site of the former Chester Street Bar its first recognized historical site. We'll talk about the gay bar's history with one of its DJs coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Two measures in the General Assembly would ensure families of first responders killed in the line of duty get their benefits without delay. Cameron Cutinello reports.
If passed, the bills would create a continuous line of funding for the compensation packages. Currently, money is appropriated each year in the state budget and can occasionally run out, forcing families to wait before they can receive their benefits. The measures are supported by Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza, whose brother is a Chicago police officer.
No family in Illinois should have to wait longer than it takes them to apply for those benefits to get them.
The bills would also increase the amount of time families have to file an initial claim from 1 year to two. The legislation would apply to families of police, firefighters, paramedics, and members of the armed forces. I'm Cameron Cutinello.
A pair of tornadoes touched down near Champaign-Urbana yesterday just before 9 a.m. Champaign weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard was tracking the storms. After seeing rotation on radar, he drove to the west side of Champaign around 8:30.
I got west of town, and sure enough, a slender funnel cloud appeared, and then that tornado came all the way down to the ground. The cloud fully condensed all the way down. It was a rather slender, elephant trunk-shaped tornado that was down for about 5 minutes.
Pritchard says it touched down near Kirby Avenue. He saw the second tornado touch down just north of Champaign-Urbana a few minutes later. The Champaign County Emergency Management Agency says no injuries or damage have been reported from the tornadoes. After Florida banned AP African American Studies, Champaign Unit 4 is preparing to elect four school board members. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes asked the candidates about the issue.
All seven participated in a weekend forum hosted by the League of Women Voters, the NAACP, and other groups. Afterwards, I asked if the history of African Americans and racism should be taught. Lawyer Betsy Holder was 100% in favor.
Many alive today who had to use a different drinking fountain. I mean, it is prevalent in our communities.
Social worker A.J. Zwettler said schools have a role in teaching children about bias.
Racism towards African Americans is a huge problem. We definitely need to, in our schools, make sure that we're teaching, you know, to be kind to everybody.
The only incumbent, Amy Armstrong, highlighted the new state mandate to teach about African American heritage before slavery. Past board member Jamar Brown said African American history is American history.
I think if it happened in America and we're saying we're teaching history, then our students need to hear about it.
Financial planner Mark Teese shared the same view, but didn't go into detail. Jeff Brownfield is a retired executive director of the State University's civil service system. He said history should be taught without political filters.
Bad things have happened through Jim Crow, through the civil rights movement, to people mostly of color, but it's our history.
Business owner Mark Holm declined to be interviewed. I'm Emily Hayes.
Early voting for the April 4th election is underway. A nonprofit that helps children with disabilities is giving away free bicycles. Ambucks gives away uniquely adapted bikes to as many children as they can throughout the year. Group President Larry Windingland says the organization gives away about 35 bikes a year. He says each one costs about $800 to $1,000. Judy Dramstead, another volunteer, says volunteering at Ambucks means a lot to her.
I like to see the smiles on the kids' faces, and I get teary-eyed. And to know that we're helping them develop their muscles and that it's going to benefit them physically and emotionally.
This month, the group gave away bikes to children at two separate events. Still to come, a conversation with a DJ from the Chester Street Bar in its early days. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood is coming up next on 217 Today.
From the first time ever I saw your face to killing me softly, Roberta Flack gave voice to a global soundtrack of hope and struggle. Her new American Masters documentary illuminates where reality, memory, and imagination mix as it tells the story of a brilliant artist who transformed popular culture. The film details how Flack's musical virtuosity was inseparable from her lifelong commitment to civil rights. Learn how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The former site of Chester Street Bar in Champaign had many roles over the years, starting in the early 1900s. The building was initially a buggy service shop. In the 60s, it became a live music venue. Then in the 70s, it reopened as a gay bar. The establishment closed in 2017, nearly four decades after it opened, leaving Champaign with no gay bar. The building collapsed during a storm in 2021. Now the location where the bar stood could become Champaign's first recognized historical site. In this conversation with Sydney Wood of the Illinois Student Newsroom, former Chester Street DJ Doug Barnes talks about the bar's history and its role as a safe space for those who visited.
Chester Street opened in the springtime, and I was DJ there for a year before I moved to Houston. It was quite the place to be. It was fun. I was kind of like in control of the atmosphere. You know, I was looked down over to the dance floor, and I'd watch people. And as it got busier and busier, and what popular songs I knew were popular, or try to break a new song in the middle of the night, just throw something new in, and they would just stay on the dance floor. Everybody had a smile on their face. Everybody was, you know, getting along, dancing. They danced up on the speakers. They danced up in the rafters. They danced everywhere. And then that little side room was like the little quiet area if you wanted to go in and talk. And the main bar was huge, and that's where the dance floor was. And then there was an upstairs balcony, two balconies. But in the side room, there was no music, so it was like quiet. And you could just sit and have a cocktail with your friends and just in the booths and just carry on a conversation. And when you felt the need to get up and go dance, you'd head to the dance floor.
And what did Chester Street provide to the community that it didn't have before?
It was just a safe place to go. You close the door, you're in your own little world, and it was fun. Gay, straight, black, white, whatever. Everybody just was a big, happy family, and there was never any trouble. You just walk in the door, and you have a good time. Back then, times were a little different, so we actually needed a little place to gather, and like I say, everybody felt safe there. And you could go to Chicago or St. Louis or Indianapolis. But we had our own little community right here that it was a big, happy family.
How did Chester Street's closing impact the community?
I think it was a blow to everybody because, you know, it was still our place to go to. And when he sold it, we were like, oh, now what are we going to do? And nothing else developed after that. Not that I don't know that a huge club would still make it now in these times, but I think a nice little club would be great to go to.
Why do you think another gay bar hasn't opened to sort of carry on Chester Street's legacy?
The times have changed. You know, now we have the internet and play. You know, people can meet there. A lot of private. I've heard that there's still little parties here and there, but people, I don't know, it's just different. It's like, I don't know how to actually describe it. But it's just a different time now. Not that it couldn't be again, but because I'd be right there helping them.
And what does it mean to kind of look back on that history?
I'm very proud to have been a part of it. I've met a lot of people throughout my life and the career. And a lot of people I'm still best friends with. Like you just really don't have friendships that last this long that don't mean something to you. I've got some of the best friends ever. And it was something. I can still close my eyes and visualize looking at the dance floor or looking at the side room, or the drag shows we had were incredible. The people, it was just fun. I hate to keep saying that over and over, but, you know, you just had to have been there.
That was former Chester Street Bar employee Doug Barnes speaking with student journalist Sydney Wood. This year is the 45th anniversary of the opening of the bar. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have partly cloudy skies today with a high of 52 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Cameron Cuttinello, Emily Hayes, May Antar, and Sydney Wood. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.